Saturday, October 14th, 2006, Edmonton Oilers versus Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game number 4.
Volsky, quick passing for Svatos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow-up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hejdu. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net right now, and he has
Hello
an answer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to AvsCast episode number 14, the game against the Edmonton Oilers. If you'll recall back to last season, the Edmonton Oilers lost in game 7 to the Carolina Hurricanes in the Stanley Cup Finals. So just hearing that, we can expect a great game, and a great game we had. I am sorry for the delay in the podcast release, but I'll just give you a warning to expect any... I'll delay any time I go to a game, which is not very often. I did, however, happen to be at this game, and I purchased a microphone that connects to my iPod on Thursday so I could record live from the game. I had this with me when I went to the game, and I was going to use my studio mic to cut down on the background noises. Little did I know that it didn't work. Because I was at the game, I didn't manage to get the audio recordings. So this is probably the only podcast where I won't have the recordings or the live audio. On that note, we'll get right on to the first period of view.
So open wounds will bleed until our veins run dry. Now we have
and welcome back to the first period under review. The Avs outshot the Oilers 12-5 in this period. And overall, at the end of this period, it was tied 1-1. Wolski got the first goal for the Avs. It was a very nice goal, but 39 seconds later, the Oilers had their response to the goal. Smith scored a nice goal, and that was it for scoring in the period. It was a very good period all in all, but the Avs weren't able to get the lead, but then again, neither were the Oilers, so I guess that's good that the Oilers couldn't get it. And now we'll get right on to the second period review.
The blackest tears tonight, and this is the moment that I live.
Welcome back to the second period review. This period, score was 1-1. At the end of the period, the score was 2-2. The Avs, specifically Arneson, scored the first goal of the second period to give the Avs the 2-1 lead. And the Oilers struck back with a classic pass across the crease, and then Sikora tapped it in for an easy goal. I was kind of disappointed the Avs couldn't prevent the goal, but you can't stop everything. The Avs came into this period with a penalty kill line that has not been scored on yet, and is first in the NHL, but their defenses were broken by that Oilers goal. Just a little note, the Avs were the last team to be scored on in the penalty kill in the entire NHL, so hopefully this is a sign of their performance in the rest of the season. When we come back, we'll have the third period review.
Exactly what I need from up here, the city lights burn like a thousand.
Welcome back to the third and final period review. The Oilers started off the period with fireworks, getting 2 goals in the first 5 minutes. 20 seconds into the period, right after a faceoff, just from behind the blue line, Smith took a shot and made its way through 8 players and Theodore, giving the Oilers their first lead of the game. Just over 4 minutes later, Sikora scored his second goal of the night to give the Oilers a 2-goal lead. There was a long delay because of some shattered glass. During the warm-ups, the Oilers and the Avs each broke their own piece of crystal plex, so the repair crew had quite a bit of work today. I did see some new hardware on the bottom between each piece of glass, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it, which I think it does because I've never seen any glass break. But back onto the subject. The Avs got a goal towards the end of the period to make it 3-4, but it wasn't enough. But for the last minute and 19 seconds, the Avs were playing 6-on-5, and they had so many chances, it was sad they didn't score. They were absolutely amazing for the last few minutes, but Rolison is a great goalie, so, you know, He had an answer for everything. And when we return, we'll just get back to the standard housekeeping. Welcome back. We are still in desperate need of feedback. Please send it to us at feedback@avscast.com. If this feedback hiatus continues, I might have to set up some contests so that I can get some more feedback. We would love some of you to go to our form and post some stuff. You can find a link in the show notes or in the podcast info. If you have a username on the official Colorado Avalanche forums, just email it to me, forums@avscast.com. And last but not least, please check out the show notes. You can find a link in the podcast info, or as always, at geocities.com/UDTMNshownotes. That's about it for today. Please check out my other podcast, 24 Under Review, at 24underreview.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.